Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, all I have to say is, whoa. I mean, what the heck is going on?
Well, chances are there's going to be more San Francisco officials and other people endorsing Jackie Lacey as well over George Gascomb. The reasons are twofold or a couplefold. One, Jackie Lacey is an African-American woman. And she's seen as sort of the law and order candidate down there. And she's running for her third term. George Gascon is not either of those things. And he is from San Francisco, originally from Los Angeles, went to Mesa, Arizona, was tapped by Gavin Newsom. He was a cop in Los Angeles, worked his way up the ranks there, was tapped by Gavin Newsom to become the police chief here. And then it was interesting because when Kamala Harris got elected attorney general, Gavin had about a week to pick her successor. And he couldn't, because he was going off to become lieutenant governor, and he couldn't find anybody that he thought could do the job. And one day he was sitting in the office and he looked at George and said, George, you went to night school. You got a law degree, don't you? And George said, yes. And he says, how about you become district attorney? So George Gascon became district attorney of San Francisco without ever having tried a case. He never tried a case while he was district attorney. Now he's going down to Los Angeles, saying that the reforms he initiated in San Francisco should be done in Los Angeles as part of a national movement. He's got a lot of money behind him, and he's taking on Jackie Lacey. But the troops up here, never really a fan of George's in some ways, but fans of Jackie are saying, nope, we're going with her.
So Gascon's campaign arguing that Breed's endorsement of his opponent stemmed from personal animus.
Well, I don't know how personal it was, but George was a loner up in San Francisco. He just was his own guy. He really got into it with the Police Officers Association. He was a former chief. They liked him. But after he started criticizing the department over racist texts and started talking about prosecuting cops, they got upset with him. I think that they're going to join up with the Los Angeles Police Officers Association and go after him down there as well. I don't think it was a lot of personal animus. I mean, I can't recall one time when London Breed had a falling out with him. She just didn't get along with him. That's all. There's a difference. A slight one, but enough to make her pick the other side.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.